This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dischem. Better health starts here.
Prof. Will Tanner.
Okay.
You are right. We are back. We're chatting with Professor Barry Shoub, former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Prof, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you for having me.
And we just wanted to chat to you about HMPV. Let's hope I get the pronunciation right. Metapneumovirus and the increase in numbers in China.
Yeah, sure. Well, H is for the human metapneumovirus. Look, the data from China is difficult to interpret. We don't always get full data from China. So how extensive it is, we can really guess. But it's not a new virus. You know, it's not like Corona. It's not like SARS, which was a new virus. Human metapneumovirus, in fact, has been around for quite a few decades. And we know this from, if we examine the blood of individuals, just in the random population, we can see that they have been exposed to the virus going back for at least 50, 60 years or more. The virus itself has only been discovered, though, however, in 2001 by a group in Holland. A colleague of mine at Oosterhaus was the first to actually describe it in 2001. And it's a virus which is very similar to another virus called respiratory syncytial virus, RSV virus, so I think you might have heard of, or many people have heard of. An RSV virus is a virus which affects mainly young infants and also the elderly, the two extremes of life. And HMPV seems to kind of follow the same kind of habit. It's related to the virus, and it kind of seems to seek out the same kind of individuals. So its main impact really is on infants, and up to about 5 years of age, but mainly, say, in the first year of life. And also the elderly, who are either frail, debilitated, or may have underlying lung disease, they're also vulnerable to it. And in those two groups, it can cause, not usually it doesn't, but as a rare complication, can cause lower respiratory tract infection. It was pneumonia and so on, which of course can be serious, can be fatal. But the vast majority of the population, including those age groups, right, really experience it as a common cold, really, or influenza. Does that give you a good picture?
Absolutely, absolutely. Is this something that we should be concerned about? I think psychologically, we're all pretty bruised and scarred having come out of COVID, having come out of a pandemic and lockdown. Is this something that we should be worrying about? Or is it just, it's another season, it's another type of flu season, and we've been here?
Yeah, Nicholas, really, I think the latter. I think it's really another of those common cold influenza type viruses. The vast majority of the population is not going to cause serious disease. I think the hype that has happened is that it's come out of China, and of course, coronavirus came out of China. But unlike coronavirus, not a new virus. Corona was a new virus. So it's quite different and doesn't cause anything like the severity which corona did when it first appeared in the population.
What should we be doing to protect ourselves and keep ourselves safe? I suppose it's a standard healthcare question, like how do we stay healthy and avoid the serious consequences if there would be?
I think there are actually two answers. One of them is staying healthy, and that's a very broad one: nutrition, exercise, et cetera, which I won't go into. But I think what you're asking, how you prevent yourself from getting infected. And how you present from getting infected, in fact, is very, very difficult. People do circulate in crowded situations. We can go back to the COVID era of wearing masks, and that certainly will prevent all respiratory infections, including HMPV. So, but I don't think we really want to go back to that kind of era. So really, I think staying healthy, if you do get the common cold, you know how to kind of handle that. There's nothing different with HMPV. It really is a common cold virus, again, mainly going to occur in winter and in spring. We just got to expect it.
So, Prof, I think what I hear you saying is the best way to deal with the common cold is common sense. So absolutely. Use your common sense, look after your health, stay healthy, stay active.
Wash your hands, stay away from somebody that is infected. Common cold hygiene. Don't cough into the air, into your elbow. Use a tissue, dispose of the tissue correctly, and so on.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. Professor Barry Shoup, thank you so much for your time, for joining us. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today's show. Really appreciate talking to you. So really, nothing to panic about, right, Prof?
Absolutely. That's the bottom line, nothing to panic about. Thanks for having me, Nicholas.
Thanks. Fantastic. Thank you for coming on, Professor. You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on Chai FM 101.9. And my name is Nicholas Ingle. Thank you for joining us. And thank you to Craig Guthrie, our controller, on the button. Sina Pabetsi, our fantastic producer, for always putting these wonderful guests together. I look forward to chatting with you all next week.